This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Do check them out. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's home of Providence. That's the home of the Reformation line. It's the loose. It's just all of them. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Joining us from an undisclosed location, and we can't talk about it, and if I talk about it again, I will be murdered shortly before this segment is over. We are joined again by the master at Combat Speed LLC, and that is Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill.
I don't think that you would have me murdered. I just think somebody would probably do it at your behest. But I get it. I get the whole thing about the ComSec, OpSec thing. So let's move on to what we do, shall we?
Right.
I've been watching a lot of stuff here lately, and I know a lot of friends here lately. And, like, I've been watching a lot of Clint Smith videos for some reason on YouTube.
And okay.
These guys, I see some of these guys out there, like the guy whose range I shoot at all the time, he's sort of like this. I see these guys that get one kind of pistol, and they're perfectly happy with that, and they're not interested in the trans or anything else. My friend who has the range, he's been shooting a P89 since it was new. So that's been 30 years. It's a 30-year-old pistol. Is the skill set more important than the equipment?
Yes, absolutely. There's an old saying, beware of the man with one gun, because he probably knows how to use it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even with dated equipment, if you have the skill to drive it hard, you can. The one issue that always pops up in respect to, you know, customizing or modifying firearms, I always caution people, you know, just because you can doesn't always mean you should.
Right.
And specifically in respect to modifying, you know, performance modifications to a firearm, you want to make sure that you have the skill and understanding to take advantage of the modification. A lot of people take it for granted that, you know, skill, practicing, earning it, knowing and understanding what you are capable of performing within a given time frame, regardless of the equipment, is much more important than the equipment itself. So if recommendation to the listeners is make sure that you possess the skill to take advantage of a modification and then spend the money. Otherwise, hang on to your money, put your money into ammunition and range time and practice, acquire, and there's many different ways to quantify skill level. Make sure you have the skill to take advantage of the modification.
With Clint Smith, okay? Clint Smith, who I've always known him to be a 1911 man, but I found out that he actually has a pair of Glock 17s that he carries. Now, the 1911, though, he'll spend $10,000 getting the 1911 exactly the way he wants it.
Right.
The Glock 17s, he just takes straight out of the box. Straight out of the box, just the way they are. And with him, it's he like, for some reason, I guess with the 1911, he's more looking for that to be a very precise tool. But even with the Glock 17s, he's like,
and,
well,
you know,
just
highly customized 1911s are basically works of art.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
I know of many, you know, highly customized 1911s in that same, you know, price realm that are fully functional works of art. To be appreciated, you know, not necessarily used, but to be appreciated for the art that they are.
But at the same time, most of, like, with him, even the modifications are pretty basic. It has more to do with the action than it does the, you know, the look or the, you know, he likes very basic things. His whole thing with the 1911 is he wants a gun he can take apart with his hands without any tools, for example.
Right. Very good point. To be able to service it in the field. Absolutely.
Right. So with these guys that go out here and develop these skill sets and everything else, and I mean, you know, I know certain people, and I'm sure you do too, that would say, well, like, and I don't mean any, like all these people that are just diehard Glock people that will tell you the only guns out there should be Glocks, and they will tell you that there's no better gun than a Glock, and it's the best combat gun out there. And I know that it is a very good combat piece. But with him, for example, he's out there, well, if you like Glocks, that's fine. This is what I like. Does it? Do you think that as we're trying to find the gun that is the right fit for me and you, that some of us fall victim to the cool factor or the what the YouTube is saying is the best gun? Or do we fall victim to that?
Oh yeah, I think everybody is susceptible to that to an extent. It just depends on what you know and understand about pistol craft or combat pistol craft, and what you ultimately can afford. That's a huge piece.
Right.
If you can afford it, drive on and have it built to your specifications. Make sure it's you know, mechanically sound. Get the accuracy out of it that you're paying for, and enjoy it. You only go around once. You only live once. So if you can afford it, man, make it happen.
But that's not something that concerns you, is it? Now, you've made the, like you used to keep, according to what I hear about you and what you've told me, you used to carry very nice custom 1911s, and you've...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But now you're very happy with the Gen 5s.
Correct. For example, there are many guys out there that, you know, would, you know, turn over in their grave to have a Larry Vickers custom.
Yeah.
Whereas I was very fortunate to cut my teeth on Larry Vickers customs, and I shot those guns to death. Wishing I still had them. But guns to me are tools. The best functioning firearms that I can put into action are those that I will put into action. Currently, of course, I'm covered down on my ARs by Bravo Company Manufacturing, BCM.
Let me get you to hold right there at Bravo Company because we're coming up on the break and I do want to hear about this. But Super Dave, of course, he is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, and right now he's doing some real-world stuff in a real-world place, and that's all we're going to say. We're talking combat pistol craft some more when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. www.thesamurai.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Just out of curiosity, you were talking about your BCM AR-15. Do you only, you're not like a brand ambassador for anybody, are you?
BCM, primarily.
Okay.
They are my rifle sponsor. I primarily fly under the radar. That's my biggest detriment. You know, it's kind of how, you know, the environment that I was brought up in, I kind of, I'll come in, do the job, sneak out the back, let you take the credit.
Right.
And it's not very conducive in the business realm. However, I do manage to get by. I do very well on word of mouth and by reference.
Well, the reason I was asking about that, though, is as a brand ambassador, in a lot of cases, you have to go out there and be showing off a weapon versus weapon that you would have carried for however long you've carried. You're talking about Bravo Company, which I've never fired one of those, and but I know that a lot of big people. I mean, Pat Rogers, he was a Bravo Company aficionado, wasn't he? Had to be something there good about him.
The primary reason, you know, I was bringing up BCM is in respect to selecting your firearms for use, and it depends on, you know, in what capacity you're operating in. But I cut no slack on that. If you're buying weapons for personal defense or, you know, defense of your home and loved ones, you need to treat it as life support equipment because that's what it is. And you need to buy the absolute best that you can afford because, in fact, you are betting your life on that machine, on that piece of equipment. And, of course, I take care of my weapons and kit in the same vein as treating it as life support equipment. There, you know, you have to have the discipline to do that. You can't just go to the range and run 500-600 rounds through the gun and go home and put it back in the closet. It's not going to work. You got to pull maintenance. You got to take care of it. You got to keep it clean. You got to keep them ready.
Your Bravo Company rifle, how do you set yours up? Like I see a lot of people nowadays, they've got to have some sort of an optic. Do you run a red dot or do you run a telescopic?
I run both. The only actual modification that I've made to my BCM ARs is adding the Law Tactical folder knuckle, the folding knuckle.
Right.
For the stock, you can fold the stock for, you know, to make it compact for concealability, you know, transporting it, things along those lines. That's really the only trip modification I've made. Otherwise, I leave them alone. I run a Trigicon magnifying optic.
I understand.
And
right.
I run a SRO offset on a 45-degree offset. I use... the SRO is a primary for close range work, close to mid range work, and I use the magnifying optic when I need it. But you know, you also have to keep in mind how you set your AR up, and if you're working with a barrel length of say anything shorter than, you know, a mil spec 14.5 inch. Barrel, M4, you know, barrel, it's a 300-yard gun.
Right.
So your aiming tools, so to speak, need to support that. Now, if you're into the longer barrels, 16, 20-inch barrels, of course, that is going to increase your max effective range, so you want to make sure that your optics match that. However, what we're talking about is mechanical capability. If you have, for example, if you have a rifle that's specced out and guaranteed, you're guaranteed to receive, let's say, X minute of angle in respect to accuracy, then you want to make sure that your aiming tools support the inherent mechanical accuracy of the rifle. That doesn't mean that you have the skill to produce or match the mechanical accuracy of the firearm. You follow me?
I do.
Skill outstrips everything. You can have, if you know, you might have a gun that's, you know, maybe a 2 minute gun, but you can wring every bit of those 2 minutes out of it. If you take into consideration precision work comparative to what is considered acceptable combat accuracy, I still really don't know what that means. People throw that around quite a bit. Well, you know, acceptable combat accuracy. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, obviously, you're able to hit the bad guys. But I think one of the biggest myths out there in respect to combat shooting, it does require precision at times. And you have to be able to deliver. And I think that, you know, a lot of people miss that part. But you can never, there is no good enough. You have to train, you have to practice, and you have to apply yourself. You have to have the discipline. Not only, you know, the body follows the mind. You have to have the mental discipline.
Let me get you to hold it mental discipline, because we're coming up on the break, and I want to hear about the rest of this. I'm probably going to be taking notes in the next segment. This is Dave Harrington. He's the Chief Instructor at Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's re-election campaign is launching a Black Voters Initiative. Speaking at a rally in Atlanta, the president called it a movement.
We're going to win another incredible victory, and we are going to do it with a groundswell of support from hardworking African-American patriots. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, because altogether we've never done better. We've never done better than we're doing now.
Former Vice President Joe Biden became the latest presidential candidate to file paperwork for the first in the nation primary, which happens to be a February 11th in New Hampshire. Biden remains at or near the top of many national polls among Democratic hopefuls. However, his campaign is lagging far behind some other candidates in fundraising. Biden also called former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg a solid guy and said he has no problem with him getting in the race. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to we're talking about setting up and figuring out what is your fit. Talking with Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we've been talking about go ahead and pick up where you left off and
and welcome to Armorsville. In reference to mental discipline, you know, the body
yes,
follows the mind. And I'll make this as clear and concise as I can. Normally, and this as it relates to performance-oriented anything, we just happen to be involved in the gun realm. Training and practice. Generally, when you know, we're brought up in, it's kind of a cultural thing, in a right or wrong environment. Okay, well, if you did it right, that's cool. If you didn't do well, people try to figure out what they did wrong. I don't agree with that train of thought, and here's why. Especially as it relates to shooting, depending on your ability level, if you're not hitting the target and you're trying to figure out what you're doing wrong, that simply tells me one thing. That you really don't know and understand what it is you should be doing in the first place, because if you did know and understand what you needed to do and were positively focused on doing it while you're doing it, paying attention to what you're doing while you're doing it, if you fail to hit the target, you don't have to waste time and energy figuring out what you failed to do. It should be readily apparent. Now, you have to have some skill, some working knowledge of the subject material in order to understand that. But that is what I know to be the absolute truth. I do not support people thinking in terms of right or wrong, because it doesn't set them up for success. The bottom line is, in respect to what I do and how I do it, and for you know, my fellow peers out there that may be listening, you know, my primary responsibility is to set my client up for success. And that is the best way I know how to do it. Now, in respect to mental discipline, the body follows the mind. Through training and practice, ideally, for the sake of conversation, I'm going to break this down very simply.
Sure.
You make a decision, and you execute the physical action. Okay? Well, initially, as a beginner, there you may make the decision to fire, but based on what you know and understand in respect to hitting the target, you fail to do that. Until you establish a consistent level of performance, you really have no reason to try to get analytical with what you're doing until, for example, from a strict basic marksmanship standpoint, you can produce an acceptable shot group. Now, what I mean by acceptable shot group is taking into consideration the elements of basic shooting math, you know, the size of the target, the distance to the target, lighting conditions at the target, lighting conditions at the firing position, the color contrast of the target with the background, color contrast of the sights or aiming tool that you're using with the target. Are you that familiar with the target, the scoring surfaces? Do you know and understand your zero? Do you understand trajectory? Do you understand, based on your zero and the trajectory of the caliber that you're firing, do you understand where you need to aim on the target to hit the target where you want to? These are all basic elements of strict marksmanship. But from a mental discipline standpoint, the more you know and understand about your subject matter, the better prepared you are to minimize the amount of time that transpires between the decision and the action. Are you with me?
I am. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Now, when you're talking about setting a group up, when I was training with Steve, right? Steve, I haven't yet figured out if he was missing on purpose to make us feel better or whatever, but Steve was very, very detached when he was shooting, and he was very clinical about it. If he went a little left, he'd be like, I pushed you hard with my right hand. And he was just saying that, and he wasn't getting excited about it. I was having a really bad day that day. And I was getting in my head because I do shoot better than I was shooting that day. And I had a bunch of things playing in my head. And, you know, is this when you begin to transcend as a shooter as far as your training, when you can get out there and you can just take it sort of cold and say, all right, this is what the problem is. I need to do this to correct it. Let's try that.
Right, exactly. But you have to have a baseline to go from. You have to know and understand what you're capable of doing. You also have to know and understand what you're capable of doing within a given time frame. Now, if you control the construct of the shooting problem in respect to, say, using a timer and performing task X within a par time or a fixed time, sure, you can do that. What the real deal is, you have to establish a consistent level of performance and have a baseline before you can really begin to develop that part of your mind that pays attention to what you're doing while you're doing it. And you are able to critique what you're doing while you're doing it and make adjustments as you go. You follow me?
Like, I do.
Say for a rapid fire string, you may be, let's call it 10 round rapid fire string. And here's the construct, the combat speedball. NRA, B-16 slow fire target, 25 yards from the holster, 10 rounds, 10 seconds. The diameter, the scoring, is you have to have all 10 rounds in the target before you can score it. It's
right.
Pass-fail. Okay? You may be tight for, say, your first 4 rounds. You start taking it for granted and loosening up on the gun and coming out, and then realize it and have to tighten back up on the gun to keep your remaining rounds in target. You follow me?
I do. Let me get you to hold right there. We got one more break to go through, and I want to hear the rest of this just because I am trying to refine this. After you get done with this, are you going back home for a while?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got a short break, and then I'm off to Texas.
And that's where he does this, you know, Combat Speed LLC. That's Dave's company. He's the chief instructor and founder there. Constantly out there training, constantly teaching somebody something. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dave Harrington, trying to get a grasp on certain things. And this is really, some of the stuff I'm asking you about has a lot to do with the mindset I'm trying to create for myself as far as getting out there and being satisfied with certain things and being more interested in developing the skill set and everything. Do you find, like with Steve, and I'm sure with you and everybody else at your level, how would a student like myself get to the point to where when I'm trying to practice what you have taught us, that I don't inadvertently go off, you know, if I go off by 2 degrees, if I'm shooting an azimuth with a compass and I'm off by 2 or 3 degrees, and as I take off and start that festive romp that I'm on that road march, that 2 or 3 degrees is going to add up to a bunch of stuff of me being off course. You get my point here?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you mean.
So how do I keep from having that happen?
Stop expecting too much out of yourself. Okay? It's kind of a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. Generally, people expect too much out of themselves and make it harder than what it needs to be. However, you do need to establish what you can consider to be an acceptable standard. And, you know, what can you consistently perform using a 25-yard bullseye, for example?
Right.
Can you consistently perform 80%? Then you've got to start taking – there's other factors, okay? When you start getting into premium accuracy or precision shooting, there's three elements to what I consider the accuracy equation.
Yes, sir.
The inherent mechanical accuracy of the firearm, the inherent mechanical accuracy of the ammunition you're firing, and, of course, the individual's knowledge and ability. Okay, those are the three primary factors that go into being able to hit the target. And once you can consistently hit the target, you can continuously refine those actions, thereby producing a smaller shot group. You follow me?
Yes.
Real quick, Mr. Bill, I want to give a shout-out to Vance out of Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
I understand he's listening to the show. We have a mutual acquaintance, and I just wanted to throw that out there. Keep doing the good work, Vance.
Who's a mutual acquaintance? I might know the mutual acquaintance out of it. Is he out of Atlanta?
Negative Ghost Rider, that pattern's closed.
Gotcha.
coming back to the mental discipline aspect of minimizing the amount of time that transpires between the decision and the action, it requires repetitions. You've got to get the reps in. You've got to do the homework. You've got to practice. Ultimately, the goal is to achieve mental and physical synchronization, meaning once the decision is made, you execute cleanly, thereby minimizing the amount of time that transpires between the decision and the action. And that is not necessarily an easy goal to achieve, but it is achievable. And it's going to be different for everyone. Everybody drops shots. Doesn't matter who you are or how good you are. Everybody drops shots now and then. The key is knowing what happened that caused you to drop the shot and making an adjustment, whatever that adjustment is, whether it is an after-the-fact adjustment or if it is an in-action adjustment. Mental and physical synchronization is huge. To break it down simply, can you chew gum and walk at the same time? What is your level of physical coordination? I have an advantage over most people because I'm ambidextrous. And I definitely take advantage of that and, you know, use it to, you know, be able to do what I do equally with either hand, working with a, you know, either a pistol or a firearm with either hand or either side. You know, that's a God-given advantage, and I'm smart enough to take advantage of it. The bottom line is you have to actually, I believe it's a quote from Einstein. He said something along the lines of, if you can't simply explain a topic, any topic, you don't know enough about it. So why put your time and energy into studying, you know, whatever it is you want to be good at, and understand you can't know too much about it, but you have to put the work in as well. As much, you know, mental energy you put into it, you should put just as much physical effort into developing your skill and polishing your skill. I've just been, I'm where I'm at because I had opportunities presented to me because I earned them. I've never really had anything given. And the fact of the matter is that I've had to work at it, and I do work at it every day. And it's almost, I see it as my responsibility to my clients to, you know, deliver on demand.
Right.
And it's the same thing in respect to, you know, firearms training. What are your goals? One thing that towards the end of the last segment that I wanted to get out is there is no good enough. When you fall into that realm of thinking that you're good enough, that's a hazard. That should be a red flag. no matter what you're doing as it relates specifically to firearms training for self-protection, protection of your home and your loved ones, there is no good enough. And I'll give you a perfect example. I had a guy call me. It was a cold call. And he's like, hey, you know, I've heard you're the guy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's cool. I appreciate your kind words, but what can I do for you? He's like, well, I just got my first gun, and I want to be good enough to protect my family. And I'm like, well, whoa, dude, I'm not your guy. And he's like, excuse me? And I'm like, I'm not your guy, dude, and I'll tell you why. You need to really think about what you're doing, because in my mind's eye, my family and my loved ones are my most valuable assets. So therefore, why would my start point be to only be good enough to protect what I consider my life's most valuable assets? And it kind of spun the dude out a little bit. I could tell. Long, deep silence on the phone, and but he got the point.
Right.
He's like, hey, you know, I get it. You know, I appreciate you just calling it straight. And, of course, I never heard from the dude again, but that was okay. You know, I didn't mind.
We're running out of time. That's a very good point to make. Hey, listen, enjoy. I hope you have a successful time up there finishing up with your endeavor, whatever that is. And I will be in touch with you next week.
All right, Mr. Bill. Take care. Have a good evening and be safe.
Yes, sir. Same to you. Safe travels. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.